Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you like Dr. Deborah, Superintendent?
Dr. Jones will be fine.
All right, that's cool. We appreciate the opportunity to have you on. You're new to the job?
Absolutely. I was recently hired during the summer, and my first day actually on the job was July 1st, starting a new year.
All right, tell us about your background.
I came mostly from experiences in Indiana. I have taught everything from third through eighth grade in Indiana, Tennessee, and Ohio. After receiving my master's degree in school administration in 1981, I chose to go into administration and became an elementary assistant principal first for a year, and then became an elementary principal with Fort Wayne Community Schools for 9 years. After that time, I took a sabbatical from Fort Wayne Community Schools and received worked on my doctorate at Indiana State. And when I returned to Fort Wayne Community Schools, I wrote it. But I returned to a middle school position where I was a middle school principal for 5 years. And after that time, I chose to try to find a central office position and became superintendent of Mequonakwa School District, which is in central Indiana. It's actually the home of Grissom Air Force Base, which is at this time is closed. And so I was a superintendent there for 3 years, and then I chose to try to come to Michigan and thought I would like to come to this lovely state and be a part of their education system and have a new challenge. So I was pleased to have landed in Waverly.
Well, speaking of challenges, welcome to the job. As Eastern High and Waverly Middle School had some challenges and now appear on the list of Michigan's lowest performing schools, which was released by state education officials. Talk about how you have battled this. I know we talked a few weeks ago, and you told me that you were immediately trying to find out what happened, what went wrong, and how to fix it at a good rate. So talk about that process.
Absolutely. No, I really welcome the challenge. I think it's warranted in the sense that everyone needs a wake-up call every once in a while, and this time it just happened to be our middle school. We have an excellent middle school and an excellent middle school staff. They were actually already on top of making some pretty heavy-handed changes for next year, as were several of our buildings. I'm pleased to recognize and to have already in place several initiatives at both East as well as the high school to try to have students be more successful. So basically, even before the process was announced and the process of applying for an actual grant, et cetera, we had a situation where the middle school put several things in place. And then since then, when it was announced, I can't tell you how excited I am that the educators at our middle school are on board. They're excited about the prospect of making some changes and making sure that we basically leave no child behind. They worked off hours. They worked many hours during the summer. They have not asked for more remuneration, and they've just said, let's put our work ethic to the grindstone and get started. And so I really couldn't ask for anything more. I've been lucky enough to have been a principal of a non-achieving middle school in Fort Wayne Community Schools. We had 11 middle schools in our district, and I was the principal of the second lowest. And in the 5 years I was there, I made some improvements with the help of another wonderful staff. So they've joined me in saying, you know, tell us what you did, and let's see what we can implement. And we've actually got some balls in the air that we're excited about going forward with.
Well, the report was released Monday, August 16th, and you have 90 days to submit plans on how you're going to handle this. What went wrong, and what are you going to do to fix it?
Well, you got to remember that it's a little bit of an irony of the system. Those children that quote unquote, went wrong are no longer in the school.
Mm-hmm.
So the 2 years of test scores that they are basing their data on, those students have actually moved on. And so we really need to make sure we address some needs at the high school, which is why I mentioned that we're doing things at both ends of the middle school as well. But so actually, you know, I don't believe anything went wrong. It saddens me that we even, you know, we'll need to move the principal, but because it is not any one person's fault, and it isn't any one area that went wrong. It was just a situation where they weren't performing at the standard they should have been performing at.
And who helps lead the students there? Is it the principal's job? It's the teachers? How does that work?
Well, actually, you know, you can have different philosophies, Mr. Connolly. I don't know how, you know, familiar you are with schools being set up, but I mean, there's basically a philosophy of either having a dictator as a leader or having shared leadership. And I think we have a situation where the teachers are looking forward to some shared leadership and working with the principal, you know, to further the educational process. I mean, what they've been doing has been great. It just hasn't been enough. I wouldn't be surprised if our scores this year yet, and this would be without me, this would be just with the work they put in last year, I wouldn't be surprised if the scores for this October's MEEP didn't prove to be higher, just because, you know, they have been working on trying to help more kids be academically successful. So it's a shared concern. Yes, it's very important who the leader of the building is. I do believe, you know, as goes the principal, as goes the school. But what I guess I'm trying to pinpoint is that we do have a school that's been performing well. It's made AYP. It's been successful in several areas. And it just was a situation where our scores were not in line with the scores of the students coming in, the percentage of people who have passed the MEEP test in from East, and the percentage of people that passed the test at the high school. And then we have a middle school that should have had close to the same percentage, and they had much lower. So, it, you know, it's a situation more that we have to make sure we're in line and we don't lose the kids at that point and don't slough off the fact that these tests are important to their future.
And to be fair, I should note that the test scores of not only Eastern High but Waverly Middle School weren't that far off from having passing grades. From what I understand, the principal who is at the middle school is now at the high school, so I guess he'll have great interest to make sure those kids who just missed those passing test scores in middle school will succeed in high school.
I guess I'm a little confused whether you're talking about Eastern or Waverly.
Waverly.
Okay. At Waverly, the principal who was there for the last 6 years still is at the middle school.
Oh, okay.
This time.
Okay.
The law that's been put in place is for us to make a plan. You were telling me about the 90 days. We have 90 days from that August date. Mm-hmm. I think it's around November 15th that we have to submit a plan for the 2011-2012 school year. And at that time, the principal needs to be changed. So we are working with the current principal and with the current staff. The teachers were asked if they wanted to remain in the building or last spring even, or whether they wanted to be on board with the new concepts, the new scheduling concepts, et cetera, that we're doing. And I think close to 95% of the teachers stayed.
All right. So well, Dr. Jones, I'm running out of time, but I want to make sure, just to be fair, your test scores weren't that far away, and you're making efforts to make sure that these test scores improve.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Jones.
Okay. Thank you.